Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. And God is always up to something good, thinks of everything. When you follow Him, you're doing good. Remember, the kingdom of God came to us in seed form. And the thoughts that God relate to us, they work also in seed form. You begin a life process. Every time you act on the word of God, every time you act on His guidance, you begin a new life process. So you're going to learn something if you continue. And today I want to talk about a visitation. Sometimes in life, the Lord prepares us to say yes to a one of a lifetime opportunity, a visitation. And I've witnessed so many Christians miss their visitation. When God came to Abraham, Father Abraham, saying, "Leave your country, your kindred, and your father's house." That was his visitation, the way I understand a visitation to be. Others may define it another way, but the Lord came to him and gave him an instruction. The blessing would be he would show him show him a nation, a city built without hands. And he made him father of nations. Abraham had never trusted God before. For God to do that, he had to have some kind of relationship. But he had never had to act on something like that. Now, God gave him an assignment, a visitation. God visited him and gave him something to be faithful with. And he did it. And you know the story. He left when his father died. I guess he took care of his dad but he made prep. He made preparation. See, when God tells you to do something, you have to be, he knows what you have to do. And he had time to prepare for this. If he had to wait till and bury his daddy and take care of his dad, because his instruction was to leave his father's house. And his father died a few years after this. I don't know the duration, but after his father died, he left. So he was in obedience. And then once Lot was divided from him, he was called Abraham, the father of nations. We have to completely obey. He let Lot go with him. And Lot benefited from it. And helped other people benefit, that would not have benefited. And we learned some things because of Lot. So Lot was not a bad person. He was a righteous man. But God told Abraham to leave his father's house. So when Lot left, that's when God told him he was father of, changed his name from Abraham, which means Abram, which means father, to Abraham, which means father of nations. Now, and God told him to count the stars. They were there. He couldn't count them. That's how many people he would have. So there's a reference of stars and the children of Israel. And God loves us. Billions of people came. There's 7 billion people almost on the planet now. And I don't know how much, but think of every generation. You're talking billions and billions and billions of people. Every 100 years, you got a new 7 billion people. So heaven is huge. And we multiply fast. But from our standpoint, we're born, and then we meet people. We know people that are born in our lifetime. And we watch them grow and become adults and have children and grandchildren. And then we go to heaven. And then and people carry on. So everything that God begins is going to develop into something. Now this is how, these are your controls. If you're faithful, you're sowing faithfulness. And if you prepare your house, your children, to conquer the world, and if you do a good job, remember, people are made out of two people. And to give your children the best chance, you have to teach your children to marry good people that love God. And you have to teach your children not to be hard-headed, but to love God. And they got to be stronger than you were. And you teach them to be stronger and wiser than you were. Every generation is supposed, Jesus said, he that believe will do greater works than me. That means that God expects his people to do greater than he did. So if his people are supposed to do greater than he did because they believe God, the theme is if we believe God, we'll do greater than the previous generation. And you're supposed to. You're not supposed to be, it's not a robbery. You know, I love Kenneth Hagin. I love my pastor. It's not a robbery for me to do greater works. That's expected by God. That's our heritage. All good men of God expect the next generation to be greater and wiser. And I want the next generation to be further along than I am and more useful to God. But I can't depend on anybody else. All I can control is me. And I can show my children an example, but they'll have to decide of their own accord to pick it up. And all that I teach, everybody, you're supposed to do greater. You have more to work with. All of these files that I put on the website, the one you're listening to now, and there is so much. The Lord is, you know, the anointing on my life enables me to do this. This kind of anointing comes from God. I'm just yielding. Anybody that uses it, and remember something. But it's not a competition. That's a trick of the enemy. The enemy messes people up when he gets them in competition. They won't listen because of pride. But they're missing out on something, on elements that God is giving to the body of Christ. But every time there's somebody, the Lord is using somebody, I receive what they're saying. And I've been around a lot of preachers all my life. I've been to church all my life. And sometimes I've seen people that get in competition. I know how they act. They're in pride, and they're going to try to find a way to be better. And sometimes when people sense that something's of God, they'll decide not to listen because they don't want to feel ashamed of somebody else's success. Now, I know, I hate to say stuff like that, but. And I hate that it's true. I don't want it to be true. I wish it wasn't. I expected, in the beginning, I didn't expect that from men of God, but it's there. And I've seen it, I witnessed it, experienced it, watched it happen to others. And the Lord put me in a position to see it. And people miss out. They miss their visitation. Sometimes the word that comes from another is your visitation. It's an element you're going to need to get to the next level. And if you don't receive it, especially if God sent them to you personally, you'll miss your visitation and you will not be able to go forward. And you have to be wise. Sometimes the visitation is notable. Sometimes it's not. Sometimes you overhear a comment here or a comment there. Or God gets a message to you. You may be walking across the room, TBN is on, a preacher say something you desperately need. I consider it a visitation. God is helping you. See, the Holy Spirit came to guide us into all truth, and sometimes He uses other people. You know, one day your battery may die in your car and you need a jump off. You got a weak battery, a good alternator, and all you need is a jump off and you can make it home. Or you can make it to work. You left your lights on, the battery got low, you need a jump off and you'll be able to go home. As long as you got a good alternator. Well, life is the same way. Sometimes you need a jump start. Sometimes you need a word where you're about to wander off the narrow path, or you're about to get off balance, which can also cause you to eventually walk off the narrow path. And sometimes what you need, you never heard it before, and you need to hear something that you've never heard that is of God, and you're going to have to receive it so that you can be useful to our Father who is in heaven. Remember, our goal is to bring heaven to earth. We're supposed to make earth just like heaven. We can't afford to focus on what the Antichrist is doing. We're going to make it like heaven on earth until Jesus come and take us out of here. And we extend the gospel. We live the life. And we minister. God has people who go out and get souls saved. And everybody that lived the life is instrumental in getting people saved. But our main goal is for all to be one. If we don't live according to God's word, we're not strong in Him. We can't represent Him unless we walk in His love. What's the use of bringing people in if we're fighting? If we're in competition? If we're living a dead life? But if all are one, then God can easily bring people in. And they'll want to come. In fact, they'll rush in because they see something. And I've been to churches where people were in pride, and it's a struggle to sit through a message. And I've been in churches where God was moving, where people were yielded to Him. And it's a struggle to leave when it's time to leave. You're like, oh, it's over with. Well, you know, you want to stay longer. God is moving. But I know people get older and they have to go and do things. And, you know, you can't keep people that long. But this is the thing. It's the Word of God is interesting. God is interesting. The Holy Spirit moving is interesting. It's all interesting. And when God says something that you need, you have to believe and receive. If we receive His word, we'll believe it. If we believe it, we'll act on it. If we act on it, we're going to do greater works than Jesus did. We're going to do greater works than our predecessors did. And sometimes people are not they're not receptive. They're just not receptive. And they could be, but they're not. You have to live receptive. One scripture in 1 Corinthians 13 said, love believes all things. Let me put it this way. Love believes all things of God. That's what the love of God would do. The more you love, the more you're going to live. And see, if you have a heart of love, competition won't fit. If your heart is filled with the love of God, fear won't fit. If your heart is full of the love of God, pride can't be there. There's no fear because there's no pride. Whenever you have pride, you automatically have fear. And people who use fear tactics, they're in pride. And people who close their ears, they're in pride. When Stephen preached, the proud men of God, they stopped their ears. The proud Jews, they stopped their ears. They didn't want to hear what he had to say because their spirit could detect that he was right. and they wanted to do what they wanted to do. They didn't want to change their opinions. They tried to, and they thought if they could just get rid of this man, they'll be all right. And that's wrong. See, every man is made in God's image, and their spirit man can detect the truth. You can't be around the light, and if you're around the light, you're going to see the lie you believe or love for what it is. When you hear your father's voice coming from somebody much younger that hadn't been to school, it's offensive if you're in pride. When you see an old man say things beyond his years, and you used to having all the attention, that provokes your pride. But if it's not there, it can't be provoked. If your heart is full of the love of God, you just receive and adapt. Hey, thank you, Lord Jesus. Another word. Somebody much younger speaks the word. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You're working in the young people. See, the heart. You didn't expect them to know that, and they knew it. They won battles, and they learned. They broke through. Young people are breaking through. That's something to rejoice over. That's something to pray over. That's something to be thankful for. But no. A proud man will murder him. If they have Saul's jealousy and Saul's envy, they'll try to spear him to the wall. Not with a spear, but they'll say, oh, he probably read that in some book. They'll assassinate his character and slander him. I've seen it with my own eyes. I've heard it with my own ears, how people treat people. I've been to church all my life. I've seen the best and the worst. Well, I hope I hadn't seen the best. I hope there's much greater than what I've seen. But I've seen bad enough. But when we receive the love of God, we won't miss our visitations. When we receive our visitations, we can't do nothing but win in life. If your heart is full of the love of God, whosoever is born of God will not sin. So when people are doing wrong, they need to be born of God. What does that mean? That means full of the persuasions of God, full of the life of God, full of the love of God, full of the kindness of God. Full of the life of God, full of the love of God, full of the kindness of God. Born of God. How can somebody be born of God and go and act like the devil? If they're acting like the enemy, then they need to be born of God. They're not fully persuaded. And they miss their visitations and they stay like they are. But those who the only way you're going to not miss your visitation and be blessed by your visitations, and they're going to come, you got to stay on guard. You got to be braced. You got to fill your heart with the love of God. You got to fill your heart with the love of God and live in joy. Joy is celebrated love. You got to celebrate the love of God in you. And you will never miss a visitation, I promise you. Especially if you're mounting up, filling your heart with the love of God. You can't do nothing but receive what God is saying. Your ears will be ready to receive. Your eyes will be ready to see. Your heart will be ready to trap the truth of God's word in it. And your predecessors will be just like you. because you're trained. You'll know what to watch out for. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not here. Continue to mighty move in and throughout your life. Consider these things purely. Because in these days, the last hour, the children of the last hour, the preachers of the last hour, will do greater works than every generation. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.